The Federal Communications Commission has ruled that cable television companies are not required to carry additional stations that broadcasters offer through the use of digital technologies. The broadcasters argue that they have no incentive to produce innovative programming unless cable systems offer it to the 65% of viewers who watch TV over cable. The FCC agreed with the cable operators, who said the marketplace, not broadcasters, should decide which stations cable companies offer. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Digital technology is so efficient, broadcasters can now squeeze as many as 6 channels into the space that used to accommodate only 1 analog signal. Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters says requiring cable to carry those signals would give consumers more choice.
So when you're talking about potentially sending an all 24-hour free news channel to compete with a pay cable channel like CNN, that would be good for consumers.
Cable companies are required to carry what's called the primary signal of a broadcaster, but they do not have to carry these new digital offerings. And Wharton says that has already caused some broadcasters to drop those programs.
ABC News created a 24-hour all-news channel called ABC News Now around the political conventions. It has been running for the last 4 months. They pulled the plug on ABC News Now last Saturday because they couldn't get cable carriage.
But broadcasters lost the argument for a so-called must-carry requirement for digital signals. FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp said yesterday the agency has decided that carrying one signal from each broadcaster is enough.
I don't believe cable should have the burden to carry every camera hanging out of a window, or the home shopping programs, or all those infomercials that are masquerading as real programs.
The cable industry says a must-carry rule for the digital world would simply be a giveaway to broadcasters who already enjoy free use of the airwaves. Robert Sachs, president of NCTA, the National Cable and Telecommunications Association, says no cable channel gets a guaranteed spot.
They compete in the marketplace for carriage, and we don't think that broadcasters should be entitled to some special status with respect to carriage of half a dozen more channels per broadcast station.
The impact of this decision was clouded somewhat by the fact that both sides insisted they were trying to encourage diversity and local programming. NCTA's Robert Sachs, for example, says cable already leads the way in local public affairs.
Free public governmental and education access channels for local and community programming. There are an increasing number of cable regional news channels.
Broadcasters insist most stations are locally owned and are best situated to respect local needs. This divide leads many advocates for localism to say must-carry rules by themselves are meaningless. Andrew Schwartzman of the Media Access Project says broadcasters should have to earn the must-carry requirements.
They need to significantly increase the amount of programming they carry to meet local needs on each of their channels. As it stands, the broadcasters have been asking for something for nothing.
But broadcasters have resisted strict requirements that they serve the public interest as unconstitutional, and the FCC has agreed. So, as TV moves into the digital age, it will also move into a realm where the market is in charge. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.